Now to Mustang, an oil field on the North Slope. It's gotten millions of dollars in state-backed loans over the last 6 years. The loans have been restructured, payment deadlines have been extended, and still no oil from the Mustang field. From Alaska's Energy Desk in Juneau, Rasha McChesney has this story.
The Mustang field is pretty unremarkable in that it looks like the rest of the North Slope. Flat tundra as far as the eye can see, and on top, all the signs of the oil industry. A gravel road and a big pad, some equipment. What is remarkable about this field is the type of investment that it's gotten in the past decade. Specifically, about $95 million in state or state-backed loans. Before we get to that, there are a few things to know. This is not a story about a field that doesn't have any oil. It's right next to the second largest oil field in North America, and Mustang is estimated to hold more than 25 million barrels of oil. The field is operated by a small, independent oil company, Brooks Range Petroleum Corporation. The company plans to hire a few hundred people this winter, put in a small, quick production facility, and start producing in early 2019. And its president and CEO, Bart Armfield, says oil is coming soon, but it has taken the better part of a decade to get to this point.
What happened?
What happened to the whole industry is oil price fell from 120 plus to $30 a barrel.
He's not blaming all of the project's delays on low oil prices. There were some technical problems too. But now, oil prices have rebounded somewhat, and the Mustang field could be well on its way to paying off some of its bills next year. Here's the thing. There are a lot of outstanding bills, and untangling who exactly is responsible for paying what back is not easy. For starters, Brooks Range Petroleum operates the Mustang project, but it does not fully own it. Just who owns which part is a web of companies and subsidiaries, and right in the middle is ADA, the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority. That's the state corporation that finances in-state projects. When ADA bought into the Mustang field in 2013, it tried something different with Brooks Range. Instead of just investing or loaning money into the field, ADA formed a corporation. That ADA-owned corporation built the road and pad leading out to the Mustang field. ADA did it again a year later. It formed another corporation to build an oil processing facility. Altogether, the state corporation put about $72 million into developing and maintaining that field. But by 2015, there was still no oil coming out of it. That means no money coming in to recoup ADA's investment. Remember that big crash in oil prices? Well, in 2015, they were in a free fall. That's when the Department of Revenue stepped in and gave one of those state-owned corporations a $22.5 million line of credit. Think of it as a bridge loan, something to keep the Mustang field afloat until things got better. And since that company was 96% owned by ADA, this was basically one part of the state loaning money to another part of the state. Also, the collateral for that loan was tax credits that the state owes to the corporation. This is convoluted, so I'll repeat it. The state and a state-owned corporation carry almost $95 million worth of debt and nearly all of the risk of default on that debt for the Mustang field. This was, and still is, unusual. The Mustang field is the only one to get a loan like that from the Department of Revenue. Over at the Department of Revenue, Deputy Commissioner Mike Barnhill has been trying to sort it out.
Does it say in the file whose idea it was?
It does not. And I don't know.
What would be a good place to start looking to find out whose idea it was?
I believe I've reviewed all of the files within the Department of Revenue. There's a pending public records request for emails that I don't have access to. So it may be that the emails reveal the genesis of the idea.
That public records request? It came from Jeff Landfield, a blogger who runs the site Alaska Landmine. Landfield says he doesn't understand why the state would make a loan to bail a state-backed corporation out.
So I started digging into it and trying to figure out what happened. And then the more I dug into it, the more I realized it was like, I think fishy is a good term, you know?
Landfield works in the oil industry, and he says he considers it blatant favoritism. He wants to know why that loan wasn't offered to any other companies when oil prices were down and the whole industry was suffering. He's not the only one asking questions. Sitka Senator Bert Stedman also wants to know why that loan was made. He's launched a legislative audit. Stedman says it can't be changed now, but he thinks Alaskans should know how their money was spent.
I don't think we need to make excuses, you know, why this project was done. It was done, you know, all the players are changed, so there's no, it's not a hanging party. It's, you know, it's just sorted out and gone.
That loan still hasn't been paid back, and it's not clear when that's going to happen. The Department of Revenue asked Ada to take over the loan, but that hasn't happened. For now, Barnhill says there's a deal in the works to extend the payment deadline again.
Until when?
So it gets a little complicated.
It's all complicated.
The loan could be extended until December of 2020. And it's not just the Department of Revenue that wants out from under its loan to the Mustang Field. The Ada board voted to sell its ownership interest, too. That leaves ownership and operation to a handful of companies and Brooks Range. And Bart Armfield is okay with that. He says Brooks Range has a clear path to getting its oil out of the ground and is well on its way to making some money so it can pay its bills. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Rasha McChesney in Juneau.